Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Bachelor in Paradise for Hap Up. I'm Amy, here as always with the lovely Haley Strong. Haley, how are you doing tonight?
Amy, I know we've only been talking for 3 minutes now, but I want to present you with a gift.
Ooh.
It's the most hideous necklace I've ever seen, and it bleeds glitter. I hope you enjoy it.
Wow.
I brought this specifically for you.
I'm so touched. It's got charms on it.
Yeah.
My goodness.
I'm very thoughtful, and I definitely had you in mind when I got it. So.
It's not generic at all. It's like totally custom for me.
Yeah, like, you know, it has charms like a microphone and a shape. another shape.
Has initials that aren't mine, but whatever. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. I mean, it's the thought that counts.
Definitely. Let's just hope no one else shows up on this. You're lucky we don't have a guest that has another gift for me.
That's true. Or else I would be definitely overshadowed, as you would say.
Yes. Well, this was an interesting two episodes this week. I think there was enough content for us to have a good sized episode without having a guest.
Yeah, it was a pretty dynamic week in Bachelor in Paradise Land.
Yeah, I was more into the second episode, I think.
I would agree. I felt like the second episode both dragged and also like had so much stuff in it. Mm-hmm. In the first episode, it was hard with the two episodes, right? Because that the latest episode, I never quite remember what's going on.
Mm-hmm. It's always hard to know what happened when, especially when everyone's watching different schedules, and you might binge it all at once or you might watch it out of order. So I think if we discuss the different clusters that are happening, the different little triangles and other shapes and
parallelograms.
Yeah, because we had some exits. We had some kind of surprising shifts in relationships, I guess. People that I wasn't expecting to break apart. So
I felt like I got blindsided a lot this episode.
Yeah. Yeah. So we start out kind of with Chasen and John.
Whomster.
Yeah, right? Who do you remember more? I guess Chasen by face. I remember more.
I've never seen that other guy before, Chris. I've never seen that dude.
Oh, yeah. See, I even wrote his name wrong. It's Chris. I said John. that tells you how much I remember this guy. I thought he was maybe on Katie's season. I wasn't even sure. I was like, this could be from any season. You could have told me. So, yeah. They are the Smoke Bros.
I mean, for what reason?
This was a lot of like, dude, everyone totally remembers us, right? Because you said Smoke Show, and like, obviously, we're like best friends. And it's like, we've never seen you two interact ever.
Did you put that deeply out of your mind?
Yeah. The Smoke Show thing?
Yeah.
Apparently, Serena P is a fan of being called the Smoke Show. So, yeah, I don't know why it was such a controversy. But they're here. They're here to double date and cause some havoc. Chasen makes a beeline for Deandra. And Chris has his sights on Shesenia. So were you excited about this double date situation?
No, of course I wasn't. I don't care about any of them. I mean, I care about Deandra and like Shesenia a bit, but I'm mad at Shesenia.
Yeah. We'll get to it. Right. They have one of those like, get intimate with your partner, but we'll have a double date. So you're just side by side, like blowing on each other.
Oh, God. So awful.
And yeah, it seemed like, I don't know, from this date, I didn't see like this major chemistry with Chris and Shesenia, but no. It was enough to lead her to, you know, say like, well, Ivan checks a lot of boxes for me, but there's one thing missing. And then I was trying to figure out, like, what is this one thing? And then she straight up tells Ivan when she gets back, like, yeah, but we don't really have that spark.
Since when? Like, yeah. I thought they were sparking.
I thought their date was a lot hotter that we watched. Yeah. So is this a case of another couple that maybe a Brendan Piper light situation where they had something going before?
Yes, I have heard rumors that that was the case.
Okay. Because I don't know. I think you see this guy coming in. He's not going to make Ivan like disappear for me.
No. So. No, I wouldn't even glance. Like, I'm sorry.
Exactly.
Ivan's the prize.
Yeah. And Ivan seemed caught off guard because we hear him talking, thinking that Jasenia is ready to be exclusive with him and that he's almost the one holding back and, you know, keeping it a little more open right now. So suddenly Ivan is, you know, worried about where his rose is coming from. Then we also have Marissa and Connor. Connor is figuring out what happened.
We knew this one was like not long for this world. Yeah, right. Tajwan accidentally let it drop that Marissa spent the night in the boom boom room, coined from Are You the One? And Connor was pretty shocked. Yeah, mm-hmm. I would say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I heard him on a podcast talking about that. He didn't know if it was a rumor or not until he watched the episode. So it was never confirmed to him, but it's like, wasn't really his place to be like, you must tell me exactly what happened. So.
And I do appreciate that from Connor. I mm-hmm. think Connor, like, I think he played it pretty well. And like, not that, I don't know. Like, I just think he was very cool about it. He was like, you know what? Like, we weren't actually together. It sucks because I liked you. And like, I don't have any other prospects. So obviously I'm leaving, but, mm-hmm. I felt like he was pretty good about it.
Yeah. Then Lance Bass is still in the Monday night episode. He's wrapping up his hosting duties, and calls Natasha for a little pep talk. So what did you think of this? Where she's like, he's like, so I heard like things aren't going well or like not progressing with Brendan and like, just go for it.
This was wild, right? Like,
it's like a new host role. Like, I think Lance is trying out his own thing, you know, maybe competing for this as a full-time thing a couple weeks of summer. I'm going to be like, go for it. Just kiss him. So her move is to do the massage and seemed to work a little bit.
Yeah, like they made out.
Made out, but yeah. I don't know. I'm not feeling them as a couple if that's what I had to take.
Yeah, I'm not either. It just doesn't, I think Brendan like enjoys her company, but it doesn't seem like he's like digging it that much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is unfortunate because Natasha is very cool and sucks that probably next week she's going to get eliminated by this bro.
I hope someone like pulls a Deandra on her. It's like, you deserve to be here. Mm-hmm. So speaking of Deandra, let's talk about this jewelry situation. So Carl, he like can't believe that she even went on a date. I don't know if he's ever heard of Paradise before, but he didn't think that, he thought like once he gave her his rose, then that's his claim on her and she's never going to go on a date. But he's got this, bracelet that,
I appreciate the gesture, but it was just like, he obviously bought it in like hopes that he was going to give it to somebody with this story and be like, yeah, this is what's up. And it's just kind of like, okay, what a snooze here.
Yeah. It seemed like it was like something purchased while at the airport waiting for a flight to board.
That's exactly what it felt like.
And then he felt just so like self-satisfied with like, look what I did. And I've got this
definitely
for whatever girl was going to be special to me. And so it's kind of smart to be like, okay, I have something that if I'm feeling it with somebody, then I have something to give them. But yeah, it just seemed like, oh, well now she's gone on this date. So I'm going to give it to her now. Mm-hmm. And okay. Then we have, Tammy and Thomas. Was another situation where Tammy and Aaron had been very, you know, coupled up and seemingly strong, but she just pulls Thomas away and makes out with him right in front of Aaron.
I mean, that was wild. I mean, go for it, but also wild.
Right. Yeah. I didn't appreciate, like, Aaron and his group of guys like totally bashing Tammy. Like,
I didn't either. I didn't either. And I don't think he really had any right to be mad at Thomas at all, because like, I don't think Thomas was doing it to like be a dick. It just came off dickish.
Yeah. Yeah. And then Demi and Kenny and Kenny's birthday celebration was another thing that happened on Monday night's episode.
Because he turned 40 while in quarantine. That would suck. I wouldn't be like, you know what? Catch me next week. I'm going to turn 40 with like my friends.
Right. Like I'm just sitting. Well, he wasn't, you know, was it quarantine? Like they meant like the Mexico quarantine, right? Like right before BIP?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, recently. So she just happened to hear that he had this important birthday while in quarantine. And she has a whole cake for him, a pinata filled with condoms. So,
oh my God, is that what was in there? I just, yeah. I didn't, I just, whew, I was out.
Is this the first cake we've seen thrown in a fire? I feel like there was something similar with like Jordan and...
Oh, interesting. Jenna,
or,
I'm not sure. I don't remember that.
Or maybe it was a stuffed animal. Remember there was like...
Oh, okay, that makes sense. Like a huge teddy bear was thrown in the ocean.
Thrown in the ocean. Okay, so we've seen this scene play out. So there's just different beats to it this time. But Demi brings like a good looking cake, clearly given to her by someone behind the scenes, but brings it out. They're having a bonfire. They're playing Never Have I Ever or something, I think at this point. And then she must pull Kenny away to do the pinata thing, because while that's happening, nobody's eating this cake. They just sing happy birthday. And so Mari finds a way to just dispose of it in front of everyone else.
I mean, this was rough. Like, it, you know, I did not love this move by Mari. Here's the thing. Well, because Mari was the one to be like, hey, I want to explore other things. Mm-hmm. And Kenny's like, really? And she's like, yep. And like, not explore other things, but like said, hey, if somebody comes in, I'm going to say yes to a date, which I think is fair. And that's paradise, especially like we're on week three of the show. We're probably in week like 1.5 of IRL.
And this is when it's always interesting to see when these kind of conversations come up, because this is now the week that the women have the roses. Mm-hmm. So for her to be like, oh, now like, she sees some guys come in. I think they pulled her away. And although they didn't ask her, I think she wanted to, yeah, like set it up that if I get asked, you know, if I want to be open to it. And he kind of just took it as like, well, what's the point kind of thing. Maybe took it a little too extreme the other way.
Yeah, but I don't think she then had like any right to be that upset with him when he started making it with Demi.
Did she have a right to be upset with Demi?
I mean, a little bit. Yeah. I mean, it's hard because I think it sucks because she was like the one she confided in to be like, hey, like, I think I'm going to do this. Mm-hmm. But I don't think they were like friends coming into it. And also, yeah, like, sorry, it's the point of paradise. Like,
right. I think it was maybe there was some strategy there with her pulling Demi, thinking like, hey, if I talk to Demi about it, then she'll know not to do it. When it's like, if you guys aren't coming in as a friendship and you basically just told Demi, oh, we're seeing other people now. So,
yeah.
And then it kind of leaves on a cliffhanger with Aaron and Thomas meeting on the beach where everyone hashes things out to like resolve this, because it's his mortal enemy and Aaron can't handle what happened with Thomas. So we come back to that scene, episode 2, and I don't know, I thought Thomas was acting, I mean, they're both, like, in their own ways, like, immature about it, but Aaron was just, like, shouting at him, like, I can't believe you would do that, like, in front of me, and Thomas was like, well, I don't regret it at all, this is, like, the best thing ever, like, it was just, like, a weird response.
It was so weird, and, like, neither of them had good comebacks, and they're both like, no, you're the dick, no, you're a dick, and it's just kind of like, come on, you're both idiots, like.
And why isn't he just, like, talking it through with Tammy, like, let's just figure out where, you know, our relationship stands. Like, is it over? So I don't know. But I think a lot of it too is that this was basically the cocktail party, like right before the rose ceremony. Then it's like, wait, I have no prospects now to give me a rose.
Yeah, so, like, this cocktail party felt like it lasted like 7.5 hours.
Right? So yeah, suddenly there's like these different guys like wondering like where their rose is coming from. And this is also where we see Chasen have his new move for Deandra. And I can't stand this Chasen guy. Like, I thought I didn't like Carl, but like, I don't know what Chasen is bringing here. So
no, and I felt like Carl handled this situation pretty well. Like, he didn't get mad at Deandra at all. Like, he was very much like, Chasen, you know why you did this? You're trying to unsettle things. It's not cool. Like, it's very obvious that you just came in with this gift and gave her a gift, like, right after I gave her one, and you've known her for 45 seconds. So, like, what is the scoop?
Yeah, that's true.
I think Carl had a point, and I think he presented his point very well.
Yeah, at least Carl had a few days on him. And, you know, I think Carl genuinely, like, had this bracelet as part of his own, like, this is what I'm going to do in paradise. And he brought it from, you know, prior to the season starting. And Chasen was given something by producers to, like, escalate the situation and try to pass it off as, like, his own move or whatever. But
the producers were very handsy this week.
Yeah. Yeah, and I just have this overall feeling, like, I just feel like Paradise feels so different. Nothing to do with host situation or anything like that, but just maybe the dynamic of the cast or the age of the cast. Because, yeah, Kenny's 40, but he's not a 40-year-old. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Because I just feel like I kind of miss, like, the facade of, like, let's all pretend that we are looking to get married and have true love. And I just feel like that's not even mentioned anymore. Like, it is just like we're just hanging out on the beach and like coupling up. And so it just feels like there's tons of shows like that, which I enjoy. Yeah. And, yeah, you know, Kristen podcasts about them wonderfully for us. But it doesn't have that like hokey like bachelorness to it anymore. Like, it just feels like, oh, like, let's play out our storylines so we have more content for Instagram. And like, it doesn't matter if we get engaged and it's nothing, you know, like, it just feels like it's almost pre-planned stuff.
It feels like influencer summer camp.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. So yeah, it's just, that could be a web series. We don't need this to be, this is not my Bachelor. Like, it's not like the Evan Carly storylines, not that they ended up, you know, happily ever after, but just, you know, Jade and Tanner, even those ones that didn't last, it felt like, hey, they were trying something. They believed it at the time.
Yep.
And this feels like, let's just, like, see.
Remember Lacey Gary or whatever his name was?
Oh, Graham. Yeah. Grant. I thought you were going to say Lacey and Marcus. Well, that's another one.
Oh my God, Lacey and Marcus. Yeah.
Yeah, at the time it felt like you watched like a relationship build, at least. You know?
Do you think it's because the cast is too big?
Yeah, that could be too.
I feel like it's way too big.
And they had so much time before. Like, there's no way to pretend that they didn't somehow know each other in some way.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of pre-gaming going on. And also we have Trey leave out of nowhere. And this was weird to me too, because it's like, is that just a move like, oh, Taj is probably not going to give me a rose, and I don't know where another one's coming from, so I'm just going to dip out before the ceremony kind of thing? Like, he was just done.
I guess so. Like, I guess he was like trying to save face, or like, did Taj Wan like say something that was really like that ending of a relationship? Like, it's just, what was going on?
I feel like we're definitely some stuff we weren't shown with Taj Wan, because Taj Wan's getting really upset about different things, but they're just, I think, eliminating context for us, so we can just be like, oh, Taj Wan's just, you know, losing it on the beach.
Like, why? Like, why are they eliminating the context? Like, I feel like there's so much other filler.
I know, exactly.
Like, we're not, like, I feel like we're getting the context eliminated for a lot of people, because it felt like that way with Abigail and Noah, where it was just all of a sudden, it was just like, I don't know.
Yeah, we see them have a great date. Let's jump to that for a minute, because it's like, we see them have a great date, then they're forgotten about. You just think, oh, they're a couple that's happily going along. then suddenly Abigail's with some other girls on the beach talking about, yeah, like, we're just not, like, all in for each other like everybody else. Like, we're not lovey-dovey or touchy-feely or whatever she said. Like, they're not as affectionate or something. And then they start
and I don't
have a conversation.
Rude, but, like, Abigail was upset that they're not, like, touchy-feely, but she's like, well, I guess we're just, like, taking it slow, but she's like, I don't normally do that, but didn't she ask Noah to take it slow? Like, isn't
that
what
that's what they talked about on their first date, like,
and that's, like, Noah I thought was being, like, super respectful, and I feel like maybe he felt a little blindsided because he was like, mm-hmm. I thought I was doing what you wanted me to do.
Right. Yeah, so that was strange.
And, like, Abigail, like, no, like, don't get me wrong, I don't think Abigail should have to do anything she doesn't want to do, but it was just, it is an interesting, you know, conversation that she very much was like, I want to take things slow, and then was like, no, this is too slow. It's like, okay, like, where are we going from here?
Right. Yeah. Yeah, it's just, I couldn't make sense of that one. Before the roses are handed out, Lance pops in to say, like, hey guys, I'm headed out, but before I go, like, I'm gonna, like, I got something big that no one has ever brought to Paradise before. I convinced someone to join you here, and she, like, they bring something that no one has ever brought, so, you know, they're thinking maybe it's another host or something, but he convinced Becca Kufrin to show up on the beach.
Yeah, Lance convinced her, or, like, a paycheck way higher than everyone else has convinced her.
Exactly. Yeah, like, we're gonna set you up so you can still do your happy hour podcast, and, like, interestingly,
yeah, like,
that she arrives.
Did they like podcast from the beach? Because isn't Tia her new co-host?
Oh, is she? I think they, like, there was no interruption to the podcast, so I think, like, she was able to watch the episodes. That's so she has that advantage of that Katie season to, like, keep
that
up with that.
That's wild.
Yeah, yeah. And it's also curious to me that, like, the same episode that Becca arrives is Kendall and Tia arriving, who are from her season and her friends, you know, like, so it's like, was that negotiated? Like, okay, well, if we're quarantining and we're arriving late, we're going to hang out. And I did hear Lance on a podcast. He had some comments that, he was on Nick Viall's podcast, and Connor got really upset because Lance was saying, oh, he might just be here for his music career or something. And so I guess Connor, like, was really upset about that. That he's totally genuine, Haley. He was not there for music. He just wants to bring people together, and he just loves music so much. And it was really hurt that Lance would say that. But Lance had said that Connor, like, since none of the guys had seen Katie's guys had seen the season, Connor has specifically asked him, like, did my song make it in? So I can see where Lance is coming from.
Yeah.
Why he would say that. But the other point I was going to say is that Lance mentioned that he, like, got to hang out with Becca a lot more, like, kind of behind, you know, so I think she was just like part of the crew almost, you know, like, I think she had some perks that.
What did he think about her?
Just like, she was really cool. And yeah, that she was really nervous to show up and, like, a little indecisive about it, so maybe
she was there, but there she was kind of, like, considering not staying.
So maybe that was, like, maybe Lance, like, put her over the edge, like, hey, come on, it'll be fun, like, I'll introduce you or something. Yeah. So but I could see, like, that's a hard, like, I don't know, like, everyone was reacting so, like, I can't believe she's here, and they tried to make us feel like all the women were mad that she showed up. They even made it seem like Tajwan stormed out specifically because of that, which, since she said nothing about that, I don't think that is the case at all. It just was, like, the way they cut things. Like, we don't have an ITM of Tajwan saying, like, I can't believe Becca's here or something, you know?
No, so. And, like, I don't know. It was weird. Do you think, oh God, what was I going to ask you? Oh, do you think Tajwan should have stayed to give out the rose and then left?
Yeah. See, that's where it's weird too, because it's like, I tend to think that way. It's like, yeah, like, but the producers probably are like, oh, one less rose, like, the stakes, it's even, like, let's clear out some of the fat here, and, you know, so maybe it wasn't totally her call either. Like, I feel like sometimes they push certain people to, like,
well, because it felt like, out. Yeah, like, it felt like DeAndre very much did, like, the and there's no one here for me right now, but like I'm giving this to Ivan in good faith because I think he has a good chance at finding somebody.
Right. And kind of like James giving the rose to Demi, where it's like, okay, some of these people that don't have a connection, I think are very strongly encouraged or told, like, okay, if you don't feel a connection, like, don't you think this person deserves to be here, you know, or something? Because we see James, like, nothing with James and Demi.
Yeah, and I feel like they're like, Ivan needs to stay, and I'm fine with that. I'm fine with there being some producer infiltration so that my darling angel Ivan can still be with us.
Yeah, but. And sometimes it works out for us. Yeah, we don't need Chasen, we don't need Carl to stay. So, and then also with Becca coming in, there's only like a few guys, it seems like, that are vying for this rose. And I think the producers had a hand in who she gave her rose to as well. But let's talk through who gets what rose. Natasha and Brendan. That was a little bit up in the air, but I don't know who else she would have given it to.
Yeah.
They finally kissed, so it's like, okay. They're okay for now. Marissa Riley, obviously.
I really dig them together.
Yeah. I loved when Riley was so upset about the cake.
Oh, that was great.
Like,
I love that end cap of him being like, okay, so like, God, like that looked like a good cake. What kind was it? Chocolate? Oh, man. Like, oh, we just threw in the fire, eh? Oh, like, can we get s'mores like that? Can we just dig it up? It was great. I did. I'm enjoying Riley a lot more here than I did on his season. I think that's one of the benefits of Paradise is that you do get to have like different sides of people's personalities and just get to see them in different ways. And I really am enjoying him and Marissa together. I think that's a great couple, and I'm going to be very upset if they break up.
Yeah, this was very relatable content for me because just last night, my boyfriend had picked up like two cupcakes, like, you know, nice, like gourmet, like in their own little containers. And it was like a takeout order. And then that was like an add on. So we're driving and I was like, I ate like one bite of the cupcake of one of the cupcakes and I gave him the rest, you know, and then I had the other one and like cut it in half and left the other half. So in my mind, I'm like, today looking for that other half of the cupcake in the fridge because I'm thinking that I like split my portion up of my cupcake. Like it was not there today when like my afternoon slump when I needed it. And I was like, where did this cupcake go? I was like, well, I thought we split it yesterday, so this was like my half that you were leaving for me. I had one bite yesterday. That was your decision to eat the whole thing.
Did I agree? No.
No.
That is so funny. That's funny. Whenever like, you know, like wherever we go for dinner, like, you know, it's like, can I have a little bite of your thing? And I take like one little nibble just like to get the taste. And Ethan's like, takes like a whole like mouth. Like you can see like an imprint of his whole like teeth. It's like
I could have ate the whole thing last night. Like I was like trying to be good. Like, okay, I'm going to save the rest for tomorrow. I don't need to eat the whole thing. And then
there's nothing worse than like being so excited for a snack. And then it's. Doesn't exist.
There's nothing else in the house that is chocolate. So I'm like, yep, I can totally relate to Riley being like, wait, was that chocolate icing and or chocolate cake and chocolate icing? Like, I just want to know if I need to be mad about it or not. How mad should I be?
Like super, if I were you, I'd be super mad and be like, go get me another fucking cupcake.
Yeah. Which is funny too, because it was like, that wasn't even part of the original order. It was like, he just like went in, saw them there and like added on. So it was like a nice surprise to begin with. But now I'm like, that was mine.
He giveth and he taketh.
Yeah, it's so true. Serena and Joe. So no trouble in paradise as of yet for them. Abigail and Noah. This was, I guess, prior to when they had their talk too. So kind of interesting that she brings it up when she's vulnerable to not get a rose.
Mm-hmm.
Jasenia gives it to Chris. So. I was a little surprised about this. Like, it just...
I guess I was and I wasn't, because I was like, I mean, I'm very surprised because like if I had Ivan into me, like I would never look anywhere else again.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess, like, it's just, she was so excited to see Chris, and she was like, yeah, like, Chris was my number one, and you were my number two on my list. And I'm like, how do you even remember this dude?
Right, right.
He didn't even register to me. Like, I know that seems rude, but he just did not.
Nobody knew who he was. And then Tammy has chosen Thomas, Demi, and Kenny are now, like, as official as you can be in Paradise. Mari, this was one we didn't know where it was going to go. I thought maybe she might go with Aaron, but she's keeping James around, who is totally invisible.
Yeah. I think that's just a pick to pick.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going anywhere anytime soon.
No. So that'll be interesting to see next week if he goes back to Mari or what happens there. Deandra chooses Ivan. She says, I do believe you deserve to be on this beach. And it was really Carl and Chasen waiting there in suspense, thinking she's going to decide between one of them. And she saw through kind of what everybody did. Like, yeah, you both are fighting it out, but I don't think you're really like that into me. You're just trying
mm-hmm.
to win.
Mm-hmm. I'm very much enjoying Deandra.
Yeah, I do too. I want to see more of her with like a legitimate, you know, prospect here.
Yeah.
And I would love her with Ivan, but she seems like maybe they're more friend level. And
mm-hmm.
so hopefully he keeps her around if somebody else comes in. And then Becca chooses Aaron. And Aaron had said that she was his bachelorette crush. So and she heard that he was the funniest on the beach.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you think they are ending up together at the end of this?
No.
Do you think they're ending up together at the end of next episode?
Well, we saw her on a date with Thomas, so I'm wondering what happens there in the previews, right? At one point. So
were you disappointed she
maybe
didn't
Aaron
get
and Tammy will end up back together?
Oh, maybe.
Yeah. She instead just came in with a rose. So yeah. Maybe they're like, okay, Tajwan's going. So they had to have known that Tajwan was going already then.
I feel like, yeah.
The one thing I will give Aaron, the funny thing when he said that, like, Becca was in her natural habitat. Like, she's
yeah,
just
that
like,
was funny.
Holding a rose. It's just what she was born to do. So, and then we get some other new arrivals. Tia, were you excited to see Tia on the beach?
You know what? I wasn't. Mm-hmm. I feel like Tia's been oversaturated lately. Not lately, but mm-hmm. she was for that little bit. I feel like she's been in the talk to be the bachelorette for like years now.
I thought she was like kind of past this.
Yeah, but I did enjoy her this episode. I gotta say, I really didn't appreciate or enjoy like the making fun of Colton for coming out.
Mm-hmm.
That's just not. I find it quite tacky, actually.
Kind of her and Demi, right? Like how they kind of refer to like, well, it's not my fault. He was gay, so
yeah,
nothing like, I did in the relationship.
Yeah, that's just not really how
the tone.
Well, yeah, and like how The Bachelor has just completely mishandled, you know, the LGBTQ plus community for so long, and like they like patted themselves on the back when they brought Christian over for Demi,
mm-hmm.
and but then they're like, LOL, like let's do this right. instead of like making actual strides towards like including bisexual women and like having even bisexual men on the show or having like having trans men or women on the show and like having those kinds of stories, like to just lean back on this and mm-hmm. like talk about a guy who, you know, stalked his ex girlfriend and it just.
True.
I feel like we could have done things better.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the case with The Bachelor in general, though. They don't always have their finger on the pulse of how to handle certain situations.
Right.
I do think that Tia, like, besides that, was, like, pretty charming, like, unexpectedly.
Yeah.
So I think I forgot that she was fun.
Right. Like, she seemed like a different... like a Tia 3.0, a different version,
yeah.
like a little more like, just coming here to have fun. Like, who's going to be the, like the most fun person to take on this date? And like, didn't seem like coming in there actually looking for a serious relationship, but also just like, I'm going to hang out with my friends on the beach. Why not? I'm single. And yeah, they got thrown this date here. A lot of people want to know your reactions to this date. Do you want to describe for our audience who may have not watch this episode what their date was. She chose Kenny.
Demi was really upset. We'll get to that.
Mm-hmm.
They go to the beach, and these three people walk up and say, like, oh, we're going to play volleyball. And they go, okay, like, sure. And it was just weird. And they're like, okay, let's go play volleyball. And they're, Kenny and Tia are like, okay. And then Tia automatically was like, this is weird. I don't know what's going on. And then they just, the three locals strip down to truly nothing. And Tia was just like very like uncomfortable. You could tell she kept saying how her Bible study watches the show, et cetera, et cetera. And how like, and then her and Kenny were talking about the merits of like, what's equal when it comes to parts, because she has two bits and he has one bit. And so he decided that he would go all bits and she would go half bits. Yeah. I feel like I say this every week, but I really mean it this time. When I say I can't imagine anything worse.
Yeah.
I
don't get why they chose this. Like, it'd be one thing, like, if there was, like, a true, like, nude beach or something. But why are these random people playing volleyball? I don't understand. I don't.
If they were like, we have $15, how can we spend it? Yeah.
Exactly. Oh, you random people. You
do some light nudity. I just, listen, if you want to free your bets and you are in a space in which other people are okay with you freeing your bets, feel free. Will my bits be freed? No.
Hmm. Yeah, and I mean, that's what Tia was kind of saying. Like, she decided to go with it, but...
I'm like one breakdown away from showering in a bathing suit.
She seems uncomfortable, though. Like, I don't
know. Okay. Are they not considering the titty bounce when it comes to this?
Yeah,
that does. Sports bras are around for a reason. Also, sand gets everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I don't want that in the bits.
Yeah. Yes. Didn't seem like there was any, like, real threat to Demi on this date, though. But she seemed to think so. She didn't think so, but she sure talked a lot about... how there was no threat.
Yeah, I think Demi is maybe not as secure as she likes to portray herself as. And
again, wasn't she getting so upset at Brendan for being open to one another? And now she's getting so upset. I don't know.
Yeah, I just feel like maybe Demi came in with certain expectations that are not helping her out. Mm-hmm. Or she's not like able to have the conversations she should be having to have everyone's expectations where they should be.
Mm-hmm.
And I get like her and Kenny went to the Boom Boom Room. And after that, you have certain expectations of where you are and what you're doing. But I just feel like if that wasn't communicated, then again, you're on Bachelor in Paradise. Like, it's just like, I don't know. Demi knows what this is. And mm-hmm. she was like, well, she told like Mari, like, well, you know what Bachelor in Paradise is. You know what this is. And it's like, I feel like Demi's been such a big hypocrite this season. I just I really enjoyed her in her confessional about the necklace and the bracelet. But other than that, I have not been having a great time with Demi this season.
Yeah, I agree. Have you been having a great time with Serena and Joe? We see a little scene of them, of her kind of teasing him, like, Joe, like, I've never pictured myself dating a guy named Joe. Like, we've talked about names before, Haley. Can you relate to this conversation?
I can, yeah. Joe, I don't find is that bad.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I've said there's certain names that I am shallow and I could not date based on the name.
Well, oh, and that's another thing I wanted to ask you. Tia said she like came up to Kenny and she's like, that's my dad's name, so I know I can trust you. Like, is that... That's like a no-go for us, right? Like, we're not going guy with our dad's names.
Not for me, thank you.
Yeah. So, Kenny is a total dad's name, though. So is Joe. But, yeah, so Joe, I think they have this like cute little banter back and forth. We're seeing them sort of just like acknowledge that maybe, hey, maybe we're the strongest couple here now after this Abigail Noah semi breakup. So
I'm enjoying their chemistry. Yeah. They're growing on me. I didn't buy it at first, but now I'm buying it.
And just when you get comfortable.
But the producers, I just feel like this is probably one of the skeeziest production moves I've seen on this show in a long time.
Yeah. So the third woman from Ari's season shows up, and it's Kendall. And she makes a beeline straight for Joe, who is lying right next to Serena. Not really expecting this at all, I think, for
no,
them.
And she even says, like, in her thing, she's like, well, I really miss Joe. Like, we broke up, still loving each other. I'm just really missing him. It's been, like, a year, blah, blah, blah.
Do you think this is fair
at all?
Well, I'm trying to figure out, because I've listened to the Chatty Broads podcast, which is the other Becca from Ari's season, talked about that she doesn't believe Kendall, like, she thought Kendall was told that Joe would not be there. Like, Kendall did not want to go if Joe was going to be there. So, like, intentionally misled. Obviously, by the time she's talking about it, she must know that he's there, because she goes right to him. But do you think they told both of them, like, oh, yeah, don't worry about it? Like,
I mean,
if
that's
you do it, they won't do it. Yeah.
If that is the case.
Right. So I have that in the back of my mind. And then I'm also thinking about how when, at the very beginning, Joe was really in his head about Kendall and not really able to move on. So I'm like, was she kind of like on hold? Like, oh, Joe's having a hard time. Like, you need to come have some closure with him kind of thing, or see where you guys are at. And if she wasn't like for sure going to go, and that was to convince her or something.
I don't know. It just does not sit well with me. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
And I feel like I get wanting to get closure,
mm-hmm.
but what is the point of coming down and saying like, I miss you and blah, blah, blah. And like, could we try it again? Because like,
yeah,
the reason they broke up isn't going to change.
Right.
Like, she doesn't want to live in Chicago and he doesn't want to live in California. And I think that's like completely reasonable and fair to have those wants and needs and understand that they shouldn't be together because of that. And I don't know. It just seems wild to be like, well, maybe.
Yeah. And Joe and Serena talked about that too. They actually got a one-on-one date as well, with like dinner in a wrestling ring and some like fake wrestling, which is very awkward. But you'd assume that he would be having these kind of conversations with anyone new that he would date. Like, are you open to living in Chicago? Because that's like a deal breaker for me. So
why doesn't he just turn on Tinder in Chicago?
You'd think that would be easier. Maybe, yeah.
Set people your like, radius you really to like 15 Joe? Miles.
Yeah. You really don't have to put that effort in. Yeah, it's a very good question. But speaking of questions, because this is kind of where the episode leaves off, she just kind of comes up to him and says, hey, butthead.
I would ask that person to leave immediately if that's how they referred to me.
Yeah, apparently that must be a term of endearment that they used. So
I never want to be endeared in that manner.
No, not for me, but that's basically our cliffhanger is the hey, butthead. And we'll see what happens next week. Yeah. So we have some questions from our wonderful audience members. I'm so used to like having a draft to go to, but yeah, can you imagine George trying to create some sort of draft for
we
Paradise?
We always thought on our worst enemy.
Yes. So, but George at GeorgeCTV did send us some questions. It says, ding, marry, kill the following VIP dates. Gross food, truth or dare. Karma Sutra couples yoga, or a private concert of Connor playing original songs on his ukulele.
I'm sorry, I have to marry Connor's playing ukulele, I guess.
Oh, it's like his dream. He's we're not totally dissing him.
I guess I would dream ding gig. The Karma Sutra couples and then kill the gross food.
Yeah, yeah. I think the Kama Sutra is good for digging, if anything, nothing else. And then we have Ali Lacasse. The bracelet necklace drama was everything. And when Demi said that they're both hideous, I felt it in my soul. Yes.
They were awful. Like, just the necklace. So.
And she gave them both back.
Yeah, thank God. And I tell this story. I can't remember if I've told this story on the podcast, but, you know, I always said when I got engaged, like, I would want to do something of, like, equal, like, value or sentiment or whatever with my partner. And when Ethan and I got engaged, I said to him after, like, hey, like, I would like to get you something that you want to wear, you know, all the time. And he said he wanted like a nice manly thin chain. Mm-hmm. So I was like, great. I think I had like a cold and I was a little high on cough medicine one time. And like, it was right before Valentine's Day and like one of the jewelry stores was having a sale and I just don't have a great sense of like numbers or measurements. So I ordered this chain and I thought it was like thin, but it was like basically the size of the chain that that was given to Deandra.
Oh my gosh.
And when I got it, I was like, oh no, Ethan is going to hate this. I just knew it. But I was like, okay, I'm just gonna give it to him in like a, this is a like a, you know, a placeholder, like we'll return it or whatever. I presented, I'm like, please know that if like I understand if you hate it, like we can return it, like this is just the sentiment of it. And he opened, he's like I really appreciate this, like this is like, yeah, like this is what I want, but yeah, we're gonna have to get a smaller one.
Yeah.
And that's all it reminded me of. That's like, this so is funny. Just the necklace I bought that I was like, I know he's gonna hate this, but I'm just going with it.
Yeah. You know, yeah, that gets me a lot of times, is ordering something online and not having any concept of dimensions or like how big something's going to be.
And so I ended up just being like, Ethan, just like order your own and I'll like give, like I'll pay for it or whatever. Just like, I want you to look at for exactly what you want. And so he found this perfect one, blah, blah, blah. And he ordered it. And then the shop emailed him and was like, hey, just so you know, this is like a really thin chain. Because like the shop had so many people order it and be like, no, this is too thin. And he's like, nope, that's exactly what I'm looking for. Like, so I want funny. It to be too thin.
Perfect. Josh Creek, is Riley and the cake now the greatest misconnection in BIP history?
I think so. That was beautiful. Mm-hmm. I'm going to kick out of Riley.
Yeah. We see his personality. It's not just all like sad stories, which is good.
Oh, I'm having a good time. And Becca was having a good time too.
Yeah. So if Riley wasn't so locked down, we might have seen Becca's rose go to someone else. Awesome. Yeah. And maybe Marissa can like get another cake for him. Like, let's see like more of their relationship develop and little sweet gestures for each other. He had written like a song for her, some rhymes.
Yeah, I didn't love that. You know, I don't do all with personal songs.
Yeah. Allie Lacoste also wants to know, what would it take for you to play volleyball with your china pot out? And can you imagine the sand? And yeah, I want to know how you feel about the phrase china pot.
I didn't love it. Yeah, don't love it.
No. No, it was a new one for me.
Yeah. And like, yes, I'm not always the best at calling things by their like Christian name, but like, I don't know. That one seems a little much for me.
Right. And then Hannah Lidsky says, can we just take in that Aaron ordered 6 eggs for breakfast? 6? Exclamation point, exclamation point.
Are you
with ham and onion and all that? What's that?
Do you like eggs?
I do. I don't think I could do 6 at once.
Do 6? I'm like a 2 max gal.
Yeah.
I also don't love the egg white. I'm only in it for the yolk.
Okay. Yeah, I can respect that. An egg white omelet is not as exciting, that's for sure.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, he knew his order. He had it down. And I think he was determined to stay there. You know, he made it work with Becca getting him the rose because he loves that breakfast there. Will Harrington, why is Kenny the one everyone wants? Am I missing something? Will, speaking my language here, this is what is like permeating my mind as I watch this. Like, he is like the in-demand person and I do not understand. He's 40 years old, which normally like you'd think like, okay, mature, like going for the older man, and you know, like the what Chris Bukowski seemed to Katie last season, like where it's like, oh, he's so mature, even though we're like, thinking, okay, this is Crispy Kelsey you're talking about, but Kenny is not that. Like, he is like the epitome of like a 40-year-old guy that wants to just mess around and like date the 22-year-old. So
he's not for me.
Yeah. For me. Laura, plus we also saw nothing on like his season really to like endear us to him. So it's, I guess, all about those star tattoos. And Laura Olcott, how long before Tammy finds out that Thomas is a total jerk, or are they made for each other?
I feel like let's check back next week.
Right. It's probably not long for this, but yeah. Thomas has been on a lot of podcasts as well. So I feel like I haven't really listened to them, but I feel like he's trying to rehab how he appeared on Katie's season.
Yeah.
So that is that. Anything that we missed or that you wanted to say before letting people know where they can find you, Haley?
I don't think so. Like, who's our next host? Is it Titus Burgess?
Yeah, this was weird to me that there was no host on the second episode. Like, I kind of like that there's a transition from one to the next if they're going to do that. So that was odd to me that they weren't like previewing that at all either. So did they just edit out hosts now?
Maybe.
Or when do they show up? So
Bachelor producers, for $1, name a woman. Like, we couldn't have gotten one woman in this.
Right. Maybe Becca was in the running to host and they're like, no, just show up on the beach instead.
Yeah. They're like, you have two women when it comes to the Bachelorette, so you don't need any women in Bachelor in Paradise.
No, but did you catch Michelle's promos at all? Or did you catch the ad for casting the senior bachelor? So apparently, I was picturing more like some kind of senior love show, but it's like a senior bachelor. So that was interesting too.
I've seen a couple of those, and then I saw Michelle's preview last night, and like, they put more money into Michelle's promo than they did Katie's entire season.
Totally. Michelle gets to travel a bit from what we're hearing. And
have you run into her at all?
I haven't. Yeah, I should have gone to like a I think she was at a baseball game, so that would have been cool if I knew. I could have gone there, but other than that, I think everything's been pretty locked down or like, you know, tight sets. But
yeah,
I'm excited to see how it plays out.
Yeah, I'm excited too.
Yeah,
that's it, I guess. Like, look at us go. What is this? My Skype doesn't say how long we've actually been talking for. So what is this, like 45?
50. So
look at us go. I know. Excellent.
Proud of us. you recently podcasted about Survivor, right?
Yeah. If you want to listen to me talk for 4 hours, check out the Survivor Pearl Islands countdown, number 3 on the list. Amy, where does Pearl Islands fall on your list of Survivor seasons?
That's interesting. It's definitely in the top 5. I don't think it's not my top 1, but it's not one that I've gone back and rewatched. So I think I'm more basing it on like old memories.
Yeah.
How about you?
It is my top 1. I had a great time rewatching it again.
Nice.
So yeah, check that out. You know, on the main feed here, thereby. If you want to follow me on Twitter and Instagram, you can follow me at @hstrong_ and check out what I am reading at the Strong Library. I'm working on putting up some Bridgerton recaps because I read six Bridgerton books in the span of about a week and a half.
Wow.
I enjoyed them a lot. They were fun.
Nice. And you can find me podcasting about Married at First Sight. That's my other love show that I podcast about with Asia Welch on the Wrap-Ups feed. I'm not sure if our separate feed is up and running yet. It takes a while to get that approved in iTunes and so forth. But also on Twitter at @RHAPRecapper. So, Haley, we will be back to see how this all plays out next week. Can't wait for that.
Is it just one episode next week?
It's a good question.
Because it sounded like they said, like, oh, next, catch it next Monday. Like, they didn't say anything about Tuesday.
Well, they want to catch you on Monday, and then they'll tell you to come in back on Tuesday, probably. You think they're going to give us just one episode a week? Probably.
I don't know. Let me look. BBC schedule.
And I think next season is running longer than a typical Paradise season as well. We haven't had that many rose ceremonies yet.
No, we haven't. Okay, Monday, September 6th. Oh, it doesn't say anything yet. Great. Super duper. Well, super great. Okay, I don't know. Oh, wait, it popped up. Give me 1 second. Okay, so now I'm looking at Tuesday. It's going to load. Bachelor in Paradise is on a Tuesday. Why are they torturing us?
That's what they love to do.
All right, then. Have you checked out The Ultimate Surfer after The Bachelor in Paradise?
Never.
No. Mm-mm.
Just when my DVR gets a little bit of it, but I still even fast forward that. So I'm surprised they didn't do any kind of cross promo with, because isn't it like Jesse Palmer or something?
Oh, is that who that is? Yeah. He was like, this dude looks so familiar. I could not place him.
Do you remember when that photo came out where it's like, why is Hannah Ann and Mike Johnson hanging out with Jesse?
Yeah, Palmer. Yeah.
So I guess it was the Ultimate Surfer thing. But
interesting. Interesting.
They weren't on VIP after all. Yes. So, all right, everybody, thanks for listening.
Bye. Bye.